PWA. Monitoring.
With the
mission, try that one more time for me.
Jeez. Hey, hello. I'm inside the car with a walkie.
Good morning, Phil. How about that? Where? What's your location?
And 292.
Just fine with a walkie, bud.
Talk to you later. W4, never give up.
You be careful out there in all the slush and the wet. You know, all the ding-dongs come out. All right, 73 is K4 VWA, clear. And monitoring.
Good morning, Steve, W4DJW.
How we doing there, boss man? I am sort of semi-functional this morning. How are you?
Well, I am finishing up my last drop of coffee, so I'm pretty good now.
Friend, that nothing could happen. He wouldn't even speak. When we would go out on a business trip, no function could happen except for him getting dressed and making his way to his first cup of the strongest coffee he could find.
Well, I haven't been that bad. I can't function, but I don't like to without coffee. I can do it if I have to, but I don't like to. How about you?
Touch the stuff. Don't drink it. Don't even like the smell of it.
Wow. How about that? That's unusual. I think you told me that once before, and I didn't remember it. I guess that's because you're naturally going wide open all the time. You don't need it. The rest of us need it.
It takes me about 5 minutes to really get up and actually be functional in the mornings. After about 5 minutes of me being up and moving, I'm good.
Well, you got big plans for today? It's kind of soggy out there over here.
Got a little construction project going at my building down on Batesville Road near Michelin. But I've got a feeling that ain't going to get kicked off until the rain stops. I've got to have an old sidewalk removed that has reversed its pitch and flowing water towards the building instead of away from the building. And they got to cut it, remove it, put in a new sidewalk, and put in a new drainage trough. But other than that, I'm just taking it easy this morning. I figure I'll head down there about 10 o'clock. From the weather reports, I think it's supposed to stop raining around between 10 and 11.
I was just pulling that up to see. Cloud 15% from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. It goes from, at 8 a.m. it's 94%, 88 at 9, 74% at 10, 39% at 11, gets down to 15% at 1, 10% at 2, and then it starts going back up. At 3, it's 13, it starts climbing. By 5, it's 20% chance of rain again. So it dips down, but it comes back.
There you go. Listen, let me give you about 5 seconds of dead key. I'm getting a little hum on my end. Are you hearing a hum on my dead key?
Yeah, I heard that. Kind of like a really low volume AC hum, but really low volume, not like a prominent AC hum. Really low.
Switched over to my HT, and I've definitely got something going on here. I got a serious rattle.
What were you talking on when you had that hum?
91.
And what's it plugged into?
A bunch of good stuff.
Like a hole in the wall or a DC, AC to DC power supply?
Getting the hum when I transmit from the HT, so I'm picking up crossover signal somehow.
Okay, that's kind of strange. You mean you've got something transmitting nearby and you're mixing with it?
Turned my 991A off And when I key up on my HT, I'm getting that hum through my speaker.
Oh, your bass shack has its own separate speaker.
I backed away from it. I was leaning up towards it. Man, my bass shack is picking up the transmission off of this thing in a severe way. Tell you what, give me just a minute or two to see if I can figure this thing out.
That sounds like you have RF in the shack. W4DJW, standing by.
Oh, I know what it is. I just figured it out. Let me fix this right quick. For my radios, I'm getting crossover to a set of computer speakers that I had left on.
So when you talk, your computer speakers radiate noise?
Transmitted signal, and it was going into the feed into the computer speaker, and the computer speaker was amplifying the signal and putting it out through the speaker.
Mine used to do that a long time ago when I first set up my station, and that's because I had a ground that went from the second floor into 8 feet into the ground with a copper rod, copper clad rod. And when I removed that and used the floating ground, all the RF in the shack went away, and that went with it.
For an independent set of speakers just for the computer, and I'm going to plug my external speaker for my 991A back in and see if it still does it.
Yeah, they are independent, but that's a sign that there's RF floating around in the shack. They're just your they are the result of, not the, they are not the issue. They are the result of the issue. So they're kind of like a canary in the mine. They're telling you there's something wrong.
I mean, with just those computer speakers, because I've got everything else grounded out in such a way on this radio that there's no chance that there could be a problem like that. I'll know in just a minute after I get this hooked back up. Stand by. I'm back now. WKN4, BWA.
I heard that feedback, so I figured you're still looking at it. W4DJW.
You're by the radio, but I am not getting any issue as far as any hum. It's all good and clean.
One thing I remember K4SV Dave, the president of the Greer Club, saying that his grounding presentation is that he had a really long ground rod one time, and it was thin. Or no, he was talking about somebody else that had a really long, thin ground rod. And when you do that, it can turn from a ground rod into a radiating antenna. And that's what I had. It stuck with me because that's the condition that I had when I first set my shack up. I had a really long ground rod, which radiated rather than grounded because of its length and its really small diameter. So just something to think about if it comes back. W4DJW.
I fooled myself with that computer speaker this morning by leaving it on. And like I said, it's just a really, really cheap set of speakers with a small amp in it to take signal off of the computer. And I left it on, and it just picked up the transmission hum. So it's all good.
So no flying today. You been doing any work on airplanes or looking at goggles, doing any research or anything like that?
A little bit sidetracked with another issue. Matter of fact, I've got about 60% of the fuselage on that big stick done. I managed to get some of that done. But as far as much of anything else, no, I hadn't had time between family, Easter, and this building project. Everything has been kind of, with the wind, not much opportunity, so it's been kind of put on the side.
That's the same here. I haven't had a chance to look at that that one that I got, this Sportster. But cleaned up the airplane room a little bit so that when I do have time, I'll have a clean shop to work in.
By about Wednesday, I'm going to be ready to order those goggles and the ancillary devices to go with it. So we'll need to get together, I hope.
I'll take a picture of my setup. Well, it doesn't have the video stuff in it, but the setup with the two GPSs and the flight controller and their interconnects of a fixed wing airplane, a airspeed indicator is really an important sensor. You don't, not so much on a multirotor because it can hover, but the airplane always needs to know how fast it's going in the air, not relative to the ground, but in the air. So I'll take a picture of all that stuff laid out so that you can get an idea of the setup. And this is less the camera and the video transmitter.
When your VIX are all ready, do you?
No, but I've got it all set up. It was originally going to go in that the flying wing strike. That's a balsa. It's an all balsa kit, and it's all built up. It's ready to go, except it needs covering and it needs all the hardware put in it. It was originally going to go in there. Then I changed my mind, said I was going to put it in that Dolphin. But I just like flying that Dolphin like it is. It's so lightweight, I don't want to overburden it. And the Blixer can handle heavier weight easier. So now it's on its third airplane before it's ever been installed in a single one. It's probably going in the Blixer.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Just whenever we can get together around Wednesday. I need to finish this construction project at my office. And then pretty much I'll be free, man. Shoot, I'll be able to do whatever I want to do. Let's see, what was that? Well, old Mel Gibson in the movie Braveheart stood out there and said, "Freedom!" I'm going to have a little time on my hands. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, I got honeydews I got to get done around the house, too, so I've got to mix those things in with that. I got to catch up and get a little bit ahead on those. If you get too far behind on those, it becomes a problem.
I have discovered one thing. You know all that grass I've got at my place?
That we were looking at on Saturday?
At the entrance from the road, all the way up to and including the grass behind the house, I've got it down. If I go out there and really slant it, I've got it down to 3 hours.
You mean bush hogging it?
I've got a 60-inch wide, zero-turn radius Cub Cadet commercial lawnmower. And, man, that thing, it's a beast. It'll get it done. So I use that 60-inch cut. It's 5 foot at a time. And I use it all over, and it's taking me 3 hours for that thing to get it all cut.
No, that's not bad. It takes me 2 hours to get mine cut and trimmed and weed-eated and blown with the air blower to blow all the clippings off. It takes 2 hours to do the whole yard, front, back, trim, blowing it off and the whole 9 yards. And you've got much more grass and you can do it in 3 hours. That's not bad at all.
Well, and see, that is using efficiency in all my turns, running at the fastest rate. That is stopping just to refuel on that machine and just, you know, wide open.
So I watched some videos a while back, I don't know, about 6-9 months ago, I was watching some videos where this guy put a brushless motors on his lawnmower and a flight controller and some servos, and he did a flight path. You know, they work for rovers, too, and that's called rover. There's fixed wing, there's multirotor, there's helicopter, and there's rover, and there's a boat as well. So he used the rover module. And he set it up to, did the geo mapping of his yard, uploaded that, the same way we were flying the airplane out there, and it was flying that that kidney-shaped pattern, same way. But he had his lawnmower flying the pattern around his yard, and it kept his grass cut all the time. He never had to go cut grass. It was always cut.
Same technology they use in these iRobot vacuums?
No, those are random. They bump into something, they pick a random number, and they change the wheels to that angle, and then it rolls off at that random angle. And it's just, they're all the time just bumping into stuff, and they've got random lines. That's what, you can buy lawnmowers that do that, same as the vacuum cleaners. But it's not a nice, clean cut, and it rolls over its same pattern many times, and it packs the yard down. This cuts it more like a human would cut it without the weight of the human being on the lawnmower. So it's a lot easier on the yard, and it only cuts what needs cutting when it needs cutting. It doesn't do crisscross patterns all over the yard, regardless of whether it needs it or not.
Pretty cool. All right. Well, man, there's business opportunities out there for that kind of thing. I tell you, with your knowledge, you could get it done, son.
Just need to stop the world for a little bit. Stop all this other stuff from going on and be able to focus on that like it was a real job. And, yeah, we could do that.
Some of those little gadgets we talked about on Sunday afternoon?
I was researching them late last night, and they're out there. It just takes time to find them. It just takes a lot of research. You know, that's what TFW Ken, you hear him early on the morning, and somebody else that used to be on here, that's what they do. So that's a full-time job, finding those things. I know they're out there. I get really close to it because I scan hundreds of things looking for the best one, but there's just little nuance about it that I don't like, so I just go on looking for the next one. I found some for $5, but you've got to get a board. The one that's on my Apers tracker is kind of like that, but it's got a motherboard that it's got to sit on. So without the motherboard, the module itself is like $9, but you got to get a motherboard to set it on, and that just runs the price up. So I'm still looking, but I haven't found anything yet, but I know it's out there. Just got to find it.
KN4VWA. Yeah, and we are talking about the same thing, that little thing we were going to set on the side of the road.
W4DJW. Yeah, the ears. Yep.
Oh, good.
Good morning, guys.
There's not a lot new under the sun unless somebody comes up with a new technology. You're right. It is probably out there somewhere.
You doubled with Fred a little bit. Go ahead, Fred.
Go ahead, you talk. I'm just listening to W4FCM Rain ETR.
Hey, if you need to call, if you need to make a call, Fred, go right ahead. We're just chatting about nothing.
Dude, I do. I get up 6, rain or shine, so he's an 8 o'clocker, I think. So go ahead, guys, W4FCM. Thank you, though, Dave. Kind of you.
All right. Well, Steve, my coffee is at the end of the bucket, and I have to go down and get some electrolytes. That comes next after coffee. And then I have to jump on the elliptical for an hour, so I better hang it up or else I'm going to miss my window of opportunity for the elliptical.
I generally eat a small amount of cereal, dry cereal in the mornings, so that's pretty much my breakfast. That's what gets me going. And I figured out how I get my caffeine. I drink a lot of real strong tea during the day. So, hey, caffeine one way or the other. So, well, listen, I'll be monitoring in here until about 10 o'clock. And maybe I'll hear you in there a little bit later. So, in the meantime, 73s, go get that workout, bud. It'll be good for you. And Fred, throw that call out there. See if you can grab him. You got the airway, boss. KN4VWA. I'm clear.
W4DJW clear.
We got a house full of company grandkids, and if you look on Facebook, you can see an old Easter gathering, but I keep the volume down so I don't wake them up, and I think they're up. Thank you, though. KD4FDI, W4FCM. Yep, yes, son. Hey, thank you, though. W4FCM listening.
Yeah, KD4FDI.
Good to hear you. KD4FDI. W4SM. How about? Hey, happy rainy Monday. W4FCM. You there? KD4FCM. Did you get 820? Did you find out? KD4FDI. W4FCM. W4FCM. KD4FCM.
Corte JQ.